Sophie's Tom, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Bernard Cribbins.
Sophie woke early on the morning of her fifth birthday. It was still very dark. Usually the first thing she did when she had switched on the light was to look at the pictures hanging on her bedroom walls. There were four of them, all drawn by Sophie's mother, who was clever at that sort of thing. One was of a cow called Blossom. One was of two hens named April and May. The third of a Shetland pony called Shorty. And the fourth of a spotty pig by the name of Measles. These were the animals that would one day in the future belong to Sophie. For she was, she said, going to be a lady farmer when she grew up. And neither Sophie's mother and father nor her seven-year-old twin brothers Matthew and Mark doubted for one moment that she would. Sophie, though small, was very determined. But on this particular morning, Sophie did not spare a glance for her portrait gallery. Instead, she scrambled to the end of her bed and peered over. And there it was. "Yikes!" cried Sophie. "He's been!" And she undid the safety pin that fastened the long, bulging woolen stocking to the bedclothes. By now, Sophie was used to the fact that her birthday was on Christmas Day. The twins, who had been born in spring, felt rather sorry for her. "Poor old Sophie," said Matthew, "being born then." "Hard luck on her," said Mark. "Glad we weren't." But Sophie didn't mind. "It's twice as nice," she said, when anyone asked how she felt about it. "Everybody gives me two presents." "It was clever of you, Mum," she had said to her mother once. "What was?" "Having me on Christmas Day. How did you manage it?" "With difficulty, but you were the nicest possible Christmas present. Daddy and I both wanted a little girl very much."
"Why?"
"Well, we already had two boys, didn't we?"
"What would you have called me if I'd been a boy?"
"Noel, probably."
"Yuck,"
said Sophie. "I'm glad I wasn't then." This Christmas Day, the sixth of Sophie's life, started off in the customary way. As soon as the grandmother clock in the hall had struck seven, the twins ran, and Sophie plodded, into their parents' bedroom, and they all climbed onto the big bed to show what Father Christmas had brought them.